plate a potential nugget.
Changing tracks completely, Dory, you also have done quite a bit of thinking around pricing in the context of, you know, value-based pricing or results-based pricing. And that's something I end up thinking about, right? I think in the profession I'm in, often there's a temptation to go with the opportunity cost of my time. That's sort of one frame. But I find it helpful to frame it as participation and value creation in my work with a client. How have you, what are some of the things you've learned about pricing for value, if I may frame it that way?
Yeah, well, it's an important question, because early on, when people are working for themselves, this is often the touchiest issue. This is the part where even seasoned professionals get really nervous. Number one, because usually we're at an informational disadvantage. You know, a client, you know, might put out some kind of an RFP and, you know, they see, yes, they see 10 consultants, they see 20, they know all about everybody's pricing. You most likely don't know about anybody's. And so you're kind of shooting in the dark, which is why I think it's so important oftentimes, especially early on, but I think in general, to just, you know, really invest in building a robust professional community for yourself. Because people often say, you know, oh, well, why do I need to know other consultants, or, you know, whatever your field is? You know, I just want to talk to clients. I just want to talk to potential customers. Well, that's great up until the moment when you actually have to generate business. And then you need people where you can say, well, what if they did this? What if they said that? How should I structure this? So I do think that's really important. But to your point about value-based pricing, which, you know, of course, are a requisite hat tip to Alan Weiss, who really is a master at this and wrote an entire book about value-based fees. It is really useful to understand that the pricing that you're doing, it is completely appropriate to understand that, you know, number one, you have to learn to ask smart questions so that you can understand what the value actually is over time. That's the first piece. It's not always self-evident either to you or necessarily to the client. So you have to ask the right questions to elucidate it and understand it. But once you do, you're framing it, and, you know, they might have sticker shock and, you know, oh, well, I was used to paying $50 an hour. Why is this more than $50 an hour? Well, who cares if it's $1,050 an hour or whatever it comes, you know, comes out to, if they're going to make millions of dollars? But you have to show them, you have to help them understand that frame, that it's not about, you know, oh, it's so inappropriate to pay a person this amount of money. They shouldn't care if the value is high enough. And it's really about shining a light and helping articulate that.
This is something I really struggle with, especially given the nebulousness of coaching as a service. Value is often intangible and often discovered in the back end of the journey. And very often, the nature of outcomes are in the blind spot of the coachee at the time you embark on the journey. I learned a lesson about pricing at the most unexpected of quarters. I was watching the movie Erin Brockovich, made in 2000 starring Julia Roberts, for which she won an Oscar. This is based on a true story of the lady Erin Brockovich, who was a legal clerk, and through her empathy, resourcefulness, and persistence, helps the legal firm she works with win a case against the mighty Pacific Gas and Electric Company, which has been polluting the waters around its facility, leading to health complications of the residents who live there. Without getting into too much technical detail, through her presence of mind, she's able to eventually get PG&E to pay around $333 million to be distributed among the plaintiffs. All along, she's fighting to stay alive and to keep her job in the law firm. The last scene of the movie is quite special. Her boss hands her a bonus of $2 million, which completely takes her by surprise, and you would appreciate as off the charts for a legal clerk. It's a wonderful movie. I would really urge you to watch it if you haven't. That shows how much one can get done if we have the will and the resolve to look at the problem in the eye and back ourselves. But I also learned that sometimes we add value in a very different currency, which is defined by the person's life and context. Sometimes we are so busy looking at fees from our point of view in terms of our salary, our opportunity cost of time, that we forget to think about the currency in which we are adding value. I must confess, this is still work in progress for me. But one thing I've learned is that by backending the fees and linking it to the client's context, we have a better chance of indexing fee to value rather than just going by opportunity cost of my time. As I said, this is an area where I'm trying to learn and get better. If you have any thoughts or resources, I would really appreciate you writing in. This is something I'm curious about and getting educated on. Thank you for listening.